Hey, I would just like to welcome everyone. Hi, I would like to welcome everyone. This is Ms. Chatney, and this is my first time doing Blog Talk Radio. Tonight, our show will be about balance. Balance is an important factor in our lives that we don't know how to incorporate. You know, sometimes we have situations that do not work out, that could work out if only we had that balance. For example, our relationships. Most of our relationships do not work out because of balance. We do not know how to incorporate balance in our relationships or our everyday lives. I mean, balance is an even distribution. It has to be equal. Meaning, if you're not willing to compromise or sacrifice, then how do you expect to have balance? If you're in a relationship, sometimes you have to sacrifice or compromise on some things in order to make the relationship work. Whether it's time, money, or whatever else. For instance, people always want to be in relationships with someone who's on their same level. You know, someone who's successful always try to find another person who's successful. But if you have two successful people trying to be together and there is no type of balance, then those two people would never have time for each other. Because when one person is free, the other person is busy. And vice versa. So, usually, if you are a successful person, you wouldn't want to be with somebody that has more going on than you. You would want to be with somebody that can equal things out, you know, tell them to turn up a notch and you kind of bring it down a notch, you know. So if one person is too busy for the other, then the person is not too busy, you know, they can always find time and it won't be a hassle or people won't be bumping heads because, you know, y'all will be balancing things out. So the reason that our relationship did not work is because we don't know how to incorporate balance. If we knew how to incorporate balance into our relationships or know how to compromise, then most of our relationships would still be working right now. You know, sometimes we just don't want to do what we need to do, and that could be a huge problem. We have to use balance with anything, relationship, family, kids, work, school, etc. I mean, me personally, I have to plan out a time management schedule. This is how I balance my things. So I have a time management schedule that I have to use. And I have when I go to work, when I get off. When I get off, what I need to do. What I need to do with kids. How much time I need to spend on my homework. How much time we have with extracurricular activities. How much time we do this before we get ready to go back. Because that's my way of balancing things with my family, my kids, and whatever we have going on. If I cannot have that, it will be chaos. And as far as relationships, usually that's what it is, chaos, because we don't want to compromise on anything. We want to be the big person. We want to, you know, take charge and do this. And we want to be the one in charge, usually, male and female. But sometimes it's just stepping down a notch just to, you know, make things work or evenly distribute things. It's not that hard, but we make it seem hard. Maturity, I can say that. It takes maturity. You have to be mature about this balance thing. And until you're mature about it, that's when you start realizing, or until you keep bumping heads with, you know, whatever's going on or whatever's not going on in your life, then you'll start to realize. I mean, I can admit that it took me a long time to realize. But now, I understand. But if someone would have told me, you need this in order to make it work. You need balance in order to make it work. You need to compromise in order to make it work. You need to sacrifice in order to make it work. Somebody telling me that, I could care less. So it had to take, it took me to go through things myself in order to realize how important balance was or how important that it meant to me. And I could say that is one of the best things that I've learned so far because I apply it to my everyday life. As far as including balance in a relationship, you know, that's, you know, some people have to realize in order to make a relationship work, don't try to be with someone that's on the same level as you. It's okay to be with someone that's a notch or two down and, you know, y'all kind of balance it out and come up together. It's not about the other person trying to compete or outdo one. You know, it's supposed to be a team, you know, joined together as one and that balance. I mean, if someone disagree about something, then you try to compromise. You know, if the compromises don't work, then you have to sacrifice. Either or, it's like a cycle. In order for you to have balance, compromise, sacrifice. Sacrifice, compromise, balance. Same thing, just like a cycle. If you incorporate that cycle in your everyday life, then you'll be just as humble as I am because, you know, that's what I had to understand. But, you know, we all are different. Things work differently. You have to live and learn. That's what I say, live and learn. Sometimes people, they can, they learn things by people telling their stories. And some people have to go through things in order to learn. But, you know, like I say, each one of us are different. So if that's what it takes, to each his own. With work, in school, in kids, in relationships, I wish I had another me sometimes, but realistically speaking, you know, balance is all it takes. You might have to give a little, take a little, but, you know, sacrificing is worth it. The end result, it'll end up being worth it. And as long as whoever you're with or whoever's in your circle understands balance and it's not all one-sided, then things will, you know, work out. So if anyone wants to speak, I'm going to let you go ahead. And Terry, are you on the line?
Am I on? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. I just want to say congratulations on launching your show. And you're doing a good job.
Thank you.
And so many people, I mean, this is a good topic too because a lot of people, I don't even think they fully understand what is balance. Because like you said, you have a work, you have a job, you have school, not to mention you have kids and a relationship. So a lot of times something has to take a back seat to that. But it's not always
right.
It doesn't have to. You know, it all depends on if you have that right mate. It takes understanding. It takes understanding along with that balance. It takes sometimes Your lady is just tired, so you take on the load of looking out for the kids. You cook dinner, you know. You help with homework. You know, you run bath water. You know, sometimes these fellas, they have to pick up the slack and vice versa for the women. You know, so balance goes a long way. You know, we have to figure out how to do it, because it goes back to that saying of you have to learn to work hard, but play harder. But sometimes, why do you have to do one harder? You have to just balance it out. You have to work, but make time to play. You have to play, but make time to work. And a lot of times, you know, in relationships, people just forget balance. They forget.
Right.
Especially with a lot of men.
I have a question. I don't mean to cut you off, but I have a question. So you say that if the woman works too hard, then the man should take up the slack. So what about the men that feel like the woman should do all the housework while they work? How does that work? Or is there anyone that feels too speak on it?
I mean, well, that's kind of like, you know, we're in a new day and age, and I say, you know.
I'm down with that, but, you know, some people still live in the old age.
and that's exactly what it is. That's like that old way of thinking where, you know, and some women don't have a problem with that. That's to each his own.
Right.
Some women say, you know, I want my man to go to work while I stay home and take care of the kids. But it has to be a balance because those are his kids, too. And any true king should see, I don't want my lady just taking care of this one thing. We're a team. So if I'm a part of a movement,
yeah.
if I have a business going, I'm going to want my lady as a part of my business. I'm going to want, you know, the same thing with the female. They should want their kings to be a part of that business. So we have to let go of that 1900 way of thinking and understand it's a new day and age that women are doing just as much as men and vice versa. You know, it's just like those stay-at-home dads. How you feel about stay-at-home dads?
The thing about that, in the new day and age when women are doing more than the men don't know how to accept that. And so it's kind of hard, you know, their ego, it runs into their ego, so they kind of feel intimidated in some type of way. And if you disagree, please feel free to speak. So how do you balance that? I mean, if a woman's independent, but she needs a man, but she's doing, you know, the man feels intimidated because he feels like, okay, you're doing all this, so there's nothing left for me to do. So how would he balance that? How would you balance that if you had a woman and she was doing everything on her own? How would you put that situation into balance as far as you not being intimidated, you understanding instead of being intimidated by the situation?
I think that part falls on the female because the female, even though she's going hard, she's making the money, she's doing this. You can never make your brother, your king feel like he's unnecessary. You know, because sometimes we have a lot of brothers out here that they want to provide, but it's just they can't find a break. They have all the intentions, and they are loyal, they are that. But some of the women beat them down and say, well, you know, I'm paying all the bills. And no, that doesn't help the brother to build himself up. It has to be, like we keep saying, it has to be that balance. He has to get up off his behind, first of all, though. He can't stay home and play the PlayStation. He can't stay home and watch ESPN. He has to find some kind of hustle to get up and go do something. He can't just sit there and say, I want to work, because if it was a feeling, you know, we'd all be. So it's just like, you know, he has to have that desire, but she has to hold him up.
Right. Okay. Do anyone else want to speak on this balance thing and how you incorporate in your everyday life?
In my everyday life?
Yeah. I mean, you have to incorporate balance in everyday life in order for something to work. Do you agree or disagree?
Now with me, because I have a lot of different projects myself, too. So what I do is, because I know sometimes I would just try to wing it and do it off top. But that confuses me, so I can't
do
it like
that. Yeah, that don't work. Okay, how you look at it, that does not work.
So
my problem every day, that does not work.
So that's why you have to get yourself on like a timetable and a schedule.
Yeah. Do you want to speak?
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Hello, Chatney.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I agree with you on that. Hello?
I'm here.
Okay. Anyway, I was saying that I agree with you on winging it. You said that doesn't work. I agree. It used to work for me when I was younger. But as you get older, you definitely have to prioritize things in your life because you get to handling a lot more responsibilities. And with that comes with prioritizing and putting which responsibility is most important in front and the other things that are unnecessary or not as important in the back. So I definitely agree with you that you do have to do time management and prioritize things in your life. So winging it is just not an option as you get older. So I do agree with you on that statement.
Oh, okay. Well, definitely, definitely. Anyone else want to speak on it? Brandon, do you want to speak? Hello, Brandon? Mari?
Yes, hello? Hello?
Yes, go ahead, Brandon. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm just listening right now. I
how do you incorporate balance in your everyday life? Can you touch a TV down, please?
Let me go outside.
Okay, Antonio, do you have anything else to say? You were telling me a story before I cut you off.
Oh, no, I was just saying, you know, it's like the brother was saying, too, we find out winging it doesn't work, you know, so that's where I think he kind of covered it as he said, you have to prioritize. You got to understand what matters versus what don't matter, what's a need versus what's a want. So a lot of things have to take a back seat.
Right. Right, that's usually what happens. So, as far as your relationship, do you use balance with that, or would you? What type of woman would you look for? Would it be someone that you can balance with, or someone that's more successful than you, or would you prefer to be the successful person?
You know, the type of guy I am, I don't have a problem if she's more successful than me, but I don't want a woman that waves her success in my face and just constantly reminds me that she's the more successful one, you know. But I would like to have somebody that I could build with, and she has the same. She don't have to have my same values and want to do the exact same thing I do, but she does have to, you know, want to work and not be a basketball wife or a housewife or any of these old crazy things that are being pumped into the TV. So, you know, it's definitely somebody that's open-minded and understanding, because it takes a ton of that in relationship.
Yeah, and those two things are not incorporated into most relationships, too. The trust, the understanding, compromise, the sacrificing, and all of it, communication, that all plays into balance. That's in our relationship today that we're missing all of that. So I guess that's... Those are a couple of reasons why most of them aren't even working. That's like a couple of days and that's it. But, you know, anyone else want to see? Brandon?
Hey, Chet.
Yes, Victor?
Chet, this is Maurice.
Yes.
I had something to say with balancing. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
With balance, too, I have a thing to say about balance. I know... you know, I'm raised a Christian and raised in church, and I've kind of, you know, as I've gotten older, you know, you get to choose whether you can go to church or not, and you get away from the church, and you get get a part of this world, and you get caught up with things. So, and you hold on to your Christian values and morals. That never changed, you know, because if that's how you're raised, you know, to do right and live an honest, clean life, but you do have fun and enjoy your life and make your own decisions. So, and tying all that in with balancing life, because that's one of the biggest balancing acts I do every day, you know, as far as, you know, with living my life and trying to find out what's right for me and how I want to be perceived and looked upon, and how I just, you know, I go about life trying to have fun and meet new people and experience new things.
Mm-hmm.
And some of those things kind of conflict with, you know, what I was taught and what I believe in and how I was raised. And, yes, it puts a damper on things, but that's like one of the biggest balancing acts I see that I do in my life on a day-to-day basis, because people can judge me off of a certain few actions that I do on the weekends or when I'm having a good time, and then too, but they don't know that during the week I'm like the loneliest person in the world. You know, it might look on the weekend I'm cool, but on the week I'm like, I'm just a genuine down to earth, really kind of laid back homebody. So that's one example of a balancing act that I do.
What do you do during the week to incorporate balance? or how you incorporate balance with your relationship? Do you work all the time, or do you have time to spend with other family members or your girlfriend or anything like that?
I don't work all the time. I have one job. I work, and then I just maintain my my living. Basically, since I've been out on my own for about a year or so, and it's a lot of, you know, extra responsibilities that are became new to me. So, you know, as far as making sure I have this bill and that bill paid, taking care of my clothes and dishes and cleaning and this and the third. But in order to maintain, I guess, some sanity with me, I know I work hard. You know, every day I give 100% every day throughout the week. So during the weekend, I want to, you know, enjoy myself. So
are you
I feel like that balance.
Are you like on a set schedule during the week to balance things out, or do you have one more thing going on?
No, pretty much on a set schedule during the week. And
okay,
that's
balance,
that's,
right?
Yes.
Because it's a set schedule. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So balance works. So would you say that balance works for you, or it hasn't worked for you?
My balance has worked, but the only thing it has gotten difficult in time because the outside appearance that people see, or people more so my friends, because my family know me better than most. But most so the outside person that my friends see and expect me to be has hurt me, like, in ways where I've caught, you know, run-ins with the law, or, you know, just little troubles, tic-tac, you know, your car breaking down because you're doing too much and the third. And so it's hurt me to where I have to lean back on family again, and, you know, and how, you know, and people, they put stress on them, people that do care about you. So, you know, it's just been one of the ultimate balancing acts.
You're saying when you try to use balance in your life, that your friends disagree, which caused a conflict because they were more on your side when you were not balancing, or when you were doing wrong, than when you were doing right and trying to balance out your life. Because, you know, in order to grow, you have to have balance. You can't grow without balance. I don't care what nobody say. You can't go without balance, because if you still think that you can live and go on without balance, then your mind frame is all messed up. I'm sorry to be the one to say it, but it really is. You want to have growth. You don't want to stay at the same level. You want to grow. I don't want to be around nobody that don't want to grow, don't have no type of balance, no type of direction, no type of nothing. I can't get nowhere like that. I want to grow. So if it's somebody that's balancing and doing this much more than me, and I'd rather surround myself with these people that's doing that much more than me, because you know what, I can grow. And then they're going to surround themselves with somebody who's doing that much better than them, and they can grow. And it's like, it's going to be a pattern. I'd rather continue that pattern than to stay at the bottom and not even learn or try to grow or balance anything. You know what I'm saying? That's just how I look at it.
And I think, you know, if I interject, I think I can really understand what the brother was saying, because as I heard him, he said, you know, it conflicts with his religious and his Christian values, see? And that's one of the things that, you know, we kind of leave out too, because this is the biggest piece. Without a constant prayer life and balance of that, you're dead. So sometimes, you know, we take things literally. Like somebody say, faith without work is dead. And they're thinking sometimes it's working a job or working a 9-to-5, but spiritual faith without working on that level, you're dead. Without a constant prayer life,
that plays a big part.
Straight up discernment and learning who you are. And as he was saying, I kind of understand him. He says, you know, he worries about, you know, how people think and, you know, perceive, and, you know, like he said, his friends and his family get him. But, you know, it's like
that's supposed to be by your side.
Yeah, but the ones that don't understand you, those are the ones that they not in your group. They not rocking with you. They not the ones.
Yeah.
So you don't even worry about them. You know, some of those you have to throw them off, because that keeps you off balance.
Yeah. Right. It's just like I was saying. You don't want to stay at the same level. You want to grow. In order to grow, you have to make change.
Yeah, I hear you. Thank you for your input, too. On that, I feel what you were saying about how that throw you off your balance.
Oh yeah, man.
Mhm.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I thank everyone for joining our show tonight, and I hope you guys tune in next week. My speaker that I had was Antonio Riggins on Facebook. He airs Tuesday and Thursdays at 8 o'clock. His number is 646-787-1787. I just want to let you guys know, drop everything and pray. Make sure you incorporate that, but not only balance in our everyday lives. And I hope you guys tune in next week.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
That's it.